Namaskaram listeners, Om Shanti, this is Yashini Oki speaking and it's 10:05 PM here in Mumbai, Juhu. I've reached Mumbai today and this podcast is about my previous day. So I'll be talking about what I did on Wednesday and then I will, in my next podcast, I'll talk what I did about Thursday. So Wednesday, I was very surprised with my track workout. I didn't expect it to go so well. Woke up as usual at around 3:45 and got ready for my track workout. I've been off caffeine since the last 4 days. So was not expecting to have an outstanding performance on the track. But went with an open mind. I said, okay, let me give my best. Let's see what is in store. My legs and glutes were sore from the downhill lunges that I had done on Monday. So Naresh and I were very skeptical as to how we are going to go about it. So the first rep that we did was 351. And it was pretty slow to our standards. But we said, okay, let's take one rep at a time. And slowly we could see an improvement in our running. As our body warmed up, our timings improved. And we kept around 334 to 335 for most of the reps. And then in the last rep, we got our best time of 328 or so. That was a very nice feeling, to go sub 330. Hopefully the next week it will be even better, with a better timing. Did the rhythmic breathing again. It was a very nice and easy pace, 6 kilometers of rhythmic breathing run. And very focused, Naresh wasn't talking to me at all. He was very focused on his run. Finished that by 7 o'clock and 15 minutes we did our stretches and then came back home. Once I reached home, obviously the focus was on packing the stuff. So we had to make sure that we pack everything. Despite taking care of all the packing, there's always something that you miss to pack. And this time it was my nasal dilator that I usually use for my long runs. Just realized that I hadn't packed that after I reached the station. But there's always something, like I said, you'll forget to pack. So the first half was pretty busy trying to make sure that I pack everything in. Finally, we decided to, use the MMTS. So at around 1:10, we came down. And then suddenly Seema said, let's not go by MMTS, let's go by metro. So there was a sudden change in the plan. And we took our car and we went to the metro station. And so we had to change two metros. We had to change from the blue line to the red line. In fact, we reached there 1 hour early, So Seema wanted to give me company. She said, I'll come and drop you till the Begumpet station, So she said, I just want to spend some time with you. So yeah, we were very happy. I was very happy with that. And since she had cancelled her ticket, I told her, jokingly, I hope a nice babe comes in your place, so that I can have a good time talking to her and all. And she said, no, don't worry. There'll be an old man, that's there. So we were having our fun. So finally, we boarded the train. I boarded the train at around 3:10-ish or so. My lady, with gray hair, she was my neighbor. And so Seema was happy, and you know, she called back and said, yes, I told you, know, see, that's the company you're going to get. Then I told her, you know, the lady is 2 years younger to me, you know, and you know, we just got laughing and just talking. And then I actually spoke to my train partner who was there. So she is a professor in ICFI, and a very nice lady to talk to. And she was talking about her experiences, and we chatted for a very long time, you know, and we got to know that we have common friends. So it's a very small world, and I mean, we our topics ranged from you know, literature to you can say marriage to children to all the topics. We covered all the topics possible under the sun. And even the British Empire was one of the topics that we were talking about. She had to get down at Gulbarga. So with that, her destination was, she was going to reach the destination by 7 p.m. So it was a very short journey for her, just a 4-hour journey from Hyderabad to Gulbarga. And once she left, I said, okay, let me go off to sleep. So I brushed my teeth, I just got ready, and I slept at around 7:30-ish, pretty early. But yeah, that was a good sleep I had, till I was woken up at 12:45. Okay, at 12:45, our train reached Pune station. And so we had a few passengers who onboarded this train, and there were three people in my, I can say, compartment. So yeah, I was woken up, and then I just checked my message, and I got a message from one of our ex-trainees, and we just got talking till 1:15. And then I said, okay, I'm going off to sleep, and woke up again at around 3:30 a.m. So that's how my Wednesday went. So after 3:30 a.m., what happened, I will talk about it in my next podcast. The day went off well, and I was always constantly focusing on my breathing and chanting the mantra, which made me feel quite nice. I don't know, there's some power in this Gayatri mantra that we always chant, right? Lot of people tell me that, you know, there's a shine in your face, and I feel that shine is coming because of the mantra chanting and focusing on my breathing. So I feel, you know, there's when you chant mantras, when you chant powerful mantras, there's a positive vibe or vibration that surrounds your body, and you know, it gives right vibes to people, you know. So I can actually feel the difference, and I really want to continue this journey of transformation. And it's basically a journey of transformation. There's nothing more to it than trying to become a good human every day, bit by bit, you know. I'm not saying I'm perfect, and I will be perfect. I don't think so. There's anything that we humans can be perfect in, because if we become perfect, then we are God. So yeah, we cannot be perfect, but at least we can try to be inching towards to being the best version of ourselves in a day-to-day basis. So that is the plan. So every time there is a negative thought, or I feel bad and low or whatever, I replace it with chanting this Gayatri mantra along with my breathing, you know. So I do this box breathing with Gayatri mantra, and it's really helped me quite a lot, you know, in terms of keeping calm and focusing on doing the right things, and also you know, not getting anxious and agitated when things do not go the way you wish to. So overall, it's been a good development, and I'm happy with this journey, and I hope that I'm able to keep this journey on and be a better person day by day. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Please do take care of yourself. Love and respect people around you. Stay strong, stay hungry, keep smiling. And yes, Om Shanti.